How about you? I think what you know is true. Is everybody expecting you to get that right? Oh, how I do. Get a man that you don't like. Never say that you're a tyke. No, 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 no. Come on, tell them you're a lesbian.
This is J.D. Doyle, and I'm back with kind of a bonus segment for the show this month. I introduced it with a lesbian band from Germany, not usually thought of when we discuss the lesbian bands of the 70s. And that's a shame, as they deserve some of the spotlight as well. It would be hard to be more blatant than a band calling themselves the Flying Lesbians. And as you heard, singing, "I'm a Lesbian, How About You?" That was one of only three songs sung in English on the self-titled 1975 album. But the main reason for this extra segment is that my interview in Part 1 with Susan Abbott was so good that all of it would not fit in Part 1 of the show. And we covered, I think, some interesting areas of this history, so I'm sharing that here. Before we start, I want to play a song by Cassie Culver, as we'll be talking about her right away in the interview.
I'm late again, 'cause you made me smile. I'm late again, all my clothes are in a pile. Said to do whatever you wanted to, so here look upon your face, it just begs for me to stay. And you know I don't care about that old job anyway.
That came from Cassie Culver's 1976 LP, Three Gypsies. Yes, I know that wasn't a band, but her project of recording that album was almost like its own women's music festival, as helping out on the album were at least a dozen well-known women's musicians. So, of course, I would ask Susan about that.
Well, you have quite a bit of women's music history outside of those bands, and one is the working on Cassie Culver's album.
Oh, yeah.
Could you talk about that? It's kind of a historic grouping of people.
Yeah, it was great. We were in Maine, and yeah, Margie Adam and Willie Tyson and Kay Gardner was there. And
I'm looking at the album. I'm cheating.
Maxine
Feldman, Robin Flower.
Yeah, it was really great. And we were staying at Shirley Watt and Joni. They had a beautiful cabin in Maine. So we stayed there and we did the recording at Noel Stuckey's recording studio of Peter, Paul, and Mary. That was just fantastic.
The feeling of that must have been extraordinary. Well, all these vital artists together.
Yeah, it really was fun. We had a lot of fun. Maxine was there and we had a blast. I fell in love with Willie. You know, we started our relationship there, and it was great to have that happen. At the same time, it was very romantic, and it was like a collective, and, you know, it was just really fun. So I loved it. I had a great time, yeah.
And you worked on at least a couple of Willie's albums, right?
Yeah, I was the music director for two of her albums. I was totally blown away that she asked me, and it was a great leap of faith on her part, and I really grew a lot. Yeah, the debutante album, we were in D.C. together, and I was the music director for that and arranged the music. And then her last one was Willie Tyson, which we did in Nashville.
In this show, if I play one song of Willie's, which one should I play?
I think Debutante Ball, just a great feminist, wonderful story. Stealin' Heart is also great. Witching Hour, they're all wonderful, you know.
Okay, I know I introduced this entire show as about feminist bands, but I've been wanting to spotlight Willie Tyson for some time. And as she and Susan were partners, well, this is a great time. So let's hear the first one Susan suggested I play by Willie. From the 1977 album Debutante, here's Debutante Ball.
Get your gold-lamé slippers from the closet, the ones your mama bought for you today. Get that lavender chiffon thing you wanted. I can't believe the price I had to pay. Get dressed up like a queen now, don't forget them fancy pearls. Meet me directly in the hall. I'm taking my debutante ball. The debutante ball is my favorite function. It happens every year about this time. It coincides with our local cattle auction. The best breeding stock in the county.
Songs you co-wrote, and it's You'd Look Swell.
Oh, You'd Look Swell in Nothing. Oh, yeah, I still do that.
And it's on your CD.
That's right. That's right. You know that.
Now, let's hear Susan's version of You'd Look Swell in Nothing from her 2001 CD, In the Moment.
Did you issue an invitation, or is it just my imagination? Are you inviting me, or simply exciting me? Won't you enlighten me? 'Cause you'd look swell in nothing.
Now here's Willie's version from 1979. And remember, this was at the peak of disco.
Did you issue an invitation? Is it just my imagination? Are you inviting me, or simply exciting me? Won't you enlighten me?
To insert a bit of info on Willie Tyson. I understand she was a very funny storyteller. Her songs could be humorous and biting, and she performed all through the 70s, releasing three albums, Full Count in 1974, Debutante in 1977, which included as musicians Robin Flower and Kay Gardner, and the LP Willie Tyson in 1979. Full Count was advertised in women's music magazines, like Paid My Dues, as her first album, but I only recently found that that was not correct. In 1972, there was a very rare album released under the name Sella Willola Tyson, called Sweet William of the West. It would be essentially impossible to find, and I saw one eBay reference from 2008 that a copy sold for $393. So I'm very appreciative of the fanatic collector in Italy who's been uploading rare music to YouTube. The entire album is there. And here's a bit of one of the songs, Hard Movin' Woman. It has a touch of Bob Dylan to it.
The show. She was a hard moving woman. Took her out to see the show. Little did I know that that hard moving woman, she'd throw you high, she'd stomp you low. on our high heels. Ooh, I love to hear them ring. She wore bells on our high heels. Ooh, she really made them sing. You see me run down the street all night just to hear those sweet bells ring. Well, I took her to her front door. Ooh, I did not want to go. Yes, I took her to her front door. Could not wait more. Foot in the door. You know that hard-moving woman took me in and showed me what bell ringing's for. Ha, 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 yeah, what bell ringing's for. Ooh, she's
for by the campaign treasurer, Pat Thomas, Democratic candidate for state legislature.
And Pat Thomas won that election to the Florida House of Representatives, and I surely would not have expected a campaign jingle by Willie Tyson, but it was also on that 1972 album. So that was the rest of my interview with Susan Abbott, but there was also some conversation that did not fit into part two of the show. After the interview part of my conversation with Marcia Diehl of the New Harmony Sisterhood Band, we talked a few minutes about what other feminist women's bands I might include in this show if there were time. So here are a couple of those. First, the Arlington Street Women's Caucus. This was a large group that sprang out of the Unitarian Church in Boston in 1972. In 1973, the Mother's Day service at the church opened with a large procession of women, singing Carolyn McDade's song, We Might Come In A-Fightin'. And they were wearing signs on their backs that said, Bitch. It was recorded on their first of two albums, Honor Thy Woman Self, in 1974, and it's sung here by Carolyn McDade and Terry Dash.
Well, we might come in a fight, cause there's love. Mommy's husband left her with babies on her knee. He's long gone, no money's come to feed the family. Now miners make good wages in the county she comes from. And children do get hungry, Lord, and Jenny's back is strong.
She's a coal mining woman, and that's what she wants to be. She breathes that black and dusty air, wears pads upon her knees. She's proud to be a woman, and she's working to be free. To be a coal mining woman, and that's what she aims to be.
Robin's learned it's hard to find a job that satisfies. A woman's need to use her strength and in her body lies. It's a rough and rocky journey from the kitchen to the mine. But strength is gained from struggle, and now Robin's doing fine.
She's a coal mining woman, and that's what she wants to be. She breathes that black and dusty air and wears pads upon her knees. She's proud to be a woman, and she's working to be free. To be a coal mining woman, and that's what she aims to be.
It's dark and cold and dangerous down in that dusty mine. And the fear of fire and cave-in are hard to leave behind. But the life that woman faces down in that lonely hole would be brighter now if you'd respect that woman long and cold.
She's a coal mining woman, and that's what she wants to be. She breathes that black and dusty air and wears pads upon her knees. She's proud to be a woman, and she's working to be free. To be a coal mining woman, and that's what she aims to be. She's a coal mining woman, 'cause that's what she aims to be.
Trouble in mine, I'm blue, but I sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. I'm gonna lay my head on some lonesome railroad line and let the 219 train pacify my mind. I'm going down to the river. I'm gonna take my rocking chair. And if the blues don't leave me, rock on away from here. Trouble in my trouble in my life before. Thank you.
sure does grieve my mind. Sometimes I feel like living, sometimes I feel like dying. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. Wind's gonna rise, blow all my blues away. Wind's gonna rise, blow all my blues away.
After the Arlington Street Women's Caucus was the Real World String Band, which had been active since 1977, and a coal mining song, What She Aims to Be, was from around 1982, and I also played by that band, Trouble in Mind, from 1988. In my Nancy Vogel interview, it was mentioned that a very early member of the Berkeley Women's Music Collective was Jake Lampert, and that she left to join the band B.B. Karoch. They had an album in 1976 on Olivia and were much less political. They had kind of a jazzy, sometimes Latin sound, and I think their best-known song is probably Kahlua Mama. Thank you. Now, I don't normally think of Alex Dobkin as being a band, but if you look at her first album, it's billed as being by Lavender Jane, and that trio was Alex, Kay Gardner, and Patches Adam. So from that first openly lesbian album is the song Talking Lesbian.
If you want higher consciousness, I'll tell you what to do. You got to talk to a woman, let her talk to you. You got to build you a union and make it strong. And if we all stick together, girls, it won't be long. We'll have more friends, more freedom, more fun, too. Like living in the country. Of course, it ain't quite that simple, so I better explain just why you got to ride on the lesbian train. Cause if you wait for the man to straighten out your head, you'll all be awaiting, and then you'll all be dead and gone to heaven. All alone, all those nicer women have just passed you by. Suppose you're working so hard, it's just outrageous. Your life hasn't moved in ages. You go to the man, but he can't relate to a woman's mind or a woman's state. Well, he's puffing his ego, feeling masculine. He's got the whole world, he thinks, to stick it in. He looks out the window, and what does he see but a million women, and they all agree. They all agree. A woman loving a woman is where it's at. Yes, ma'am. Well, girls, you come to the hardest time now. The man will try to hand you every line. He'll plead, he'll argue, he'll sulk and the like. He'll call every one of you a goddamn dyke, man-hater, castrator. Men are human beings, too, a 50%. 47. We'll work it in the kitchens. Here's what we found scrubbing the floors. Here's what we found and raising the children. Here's what we found and being with each other. This is what we found. If we don't let maneuvering keep us apart, if we don't let manipulators keep us apart, if we don't let manpower keep us apart, or mankind keep us apart, we've won. What I mean is, we ain't got it easy, but we got it.
Up next is a recording that rivals that Cassie Culver album when you think about the sheer talent that was helping out. The album is Oregon Mountains by Woody Simmons, and before it was released in 1977, Woody had already been in the Clinch Mountain Backsteppers with Robin Flower and Mary Wings, so they are on this album. Add to that just about all the past and current members of the Berklee Women's Music Collective, and Debbie Saunders, Lori Lewis, and three members of the band Alive, Carolyn Brandy, Suzanne Vincenza, and Rihanna, and more. For the Woody Simmons album, I picked the title track, Oregon Mountains.
Mountains calling to me. That's where my
I got to meet Woody at an awards event in Chicago in 2005. She was backing up Kitty Rose, who was nominated for an award that year, and won. And when I went up to meet Kitty at a party, I was totally surprised when she introduced Woody. I think I was more excited to meet Woody, but please don't tell Kitty. And the short instrumental after the song Oregon Mountains was the Clinch Mountain Backsteppers. Again, that trio was Robin Flower, Mary Wings, and Woody Simmons. That was an unreleased song by them called June Apple from the very first National Women's Music Festival in 1974. This is J.D. Doyle, and I'm closing this segment with a band from Australia called the Lavender Blues. In 1978, they released the very first album by a lesbian band in that country and called it Wake Up Sister. 10 years ago, on my March 2002 show, I interviewed one of the band's members, Nikki Mortier, and that interview is still on my site. She told me about several of the album's songs. For example, their song Lesbian Nation talks about the division in that country at the time, similar to what we saw here in the women's movement. In this country, people in NOW were booting the lesbians out of that organization. So the bitterness was very real, as in, we are working for women's causes, but you won't work for lesbian causes. I'm closing with three songs from the album, Lavender Blues, Wake Up Sister, and Lesbian Nation.
You're a lesbian freak with feminist streak. If you're not a fixated in a role that's outdated, you violate all the cultural taboos. Come on and join in on the Lavender Blues, yeah. Come on and sing the Lavender Blues. If you're compulsive, obsessive, or even regressive, if you're deviated or are alienated, you really ain't got much to choose. So come on and join in the Lavender Blues, yeah. Come on and sing the Lavender Blues. Lavender Blues mean what they say. I'll never again be any man's slave. Lavender Blues, just come and see. It's a lavender world when your feelings run free. If you're alcoholic or you're pain neurotic, if you're in drug strife or disgruntled with life, you really can't afford to refuse to join in on the Lavender Blues, yeah. Come on and sing the Lavender Blues. If you're immature or just not sure, if you're feeling frustrated and deactivated, move on in, take up the cues to join in on the Lavender Blues, yeah. Come on and sing the Lavender Blues. Lavender Blues mean what they say. I'll never again be any man's slave. Lavender Blues, just come and see. It's a lavender world when your feelings run free. Lavender Blues mean what they say. I'll never again be any man's slave.
Great. The theory's fine, and you've got enough dough to blow your mind while you fuck around and you scream for help. If you're after the truth, it's in yourself, and you know it. Hey, look into your peers for support. Where's that new face you bought? You better try it on, cause it helps you hide from what's really gone on inside, cause that's real.
anything to take your mind off you. But when you're running, stops at last, you look for your hopes there in the past, and you've blown it. Hey, where are the goals you set for yourself? You sure you're not living through someone else? If you are, you better decide. There's more than one form of suicide, and you know it.
Wake up, sister. Flows up and down, but the lesbians always seem